Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us again Cheryl Myers, who's the head of scientific affairs and education. I guess you are the director of scientific affairs and education for Europharma. Is that correct, Cheryl?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, it's great to have you again. I always love talking with you because you make all the complicated things so much easier to understand and simplified and in good layman's terms. Not a lot of, and we do use big words, but not to the point where it's Greek and nobody understands. So today we're going to be talking about, and it's that time of year again. Of course, it's always that time of year, about respiratory, the allergies, the asthma, colds, and even COPD. Anything that's dealing with the upper respiratory, and you have some phenomenal products, phenomenal science. In fact, I did a little research this morning. There's Dr. Stevens that was in South Africa that basically cured his tuberculosis. So we'll be talking about that. That's with a basically root botanical that comes from the coastal regions of South Africa. So I think I don't hardly know where to begin, but I'm going to talk about, or I'd like to interrogate you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think it ever feels that way, but I do ask a lot of questions. You always are just have the best answers for everything. I just enjoy it. But one of the, I shouldn't say older products, but one of the products that we've been selling out at Merryman for a long time are the Bronchial Clear products. And I even had a good doctor friend of mine. She was basically prescribing that to all her patients. It's based on the ivy leaf. And I know in my mom's backyard, the climbing ivy that we have to pull down every now and then, you can even make decoratives out of it. They make nice wreaths. But the ivy is extremely effective. I think the botanical is the Hedra helix. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it can actually be a pesky problem. Sometimes it'll climb up on the bricks onto the houses. It has a phenomenal purpose for kind of opening up the lungs for chronic asthma triggered by pollen, allergies, dust, cold air, sometimes nervousness or tension. There's a lot of new studies coming out of, I think, Vietnam and the universities there on how botanicals are actually sometimes more effective than the corticosteroids and some of the drugs that can lead to a lot of side effects. And they're finding that these multi-purpose, multi-channel botanicals sometimes are much more effective because your body really can't change. And again, with asthma, I think, and you can explain a little bit, but asthma a lot of times is a tightening of the bronchia. It's a trigger type thing. There's anxiety with it. It can be very frightening. I had asthma as a child. Tell us a little bit about asthma and how this ivy, and then you have another product too, which I think is extract of thyme. So tell us a little bit about that, Cheryl.
Well, there's two kinds of lungs disorders. I mean, basically two kinds: acute, which means sudden onset, like when you get the cold or the flu or pneumonia or bronchitis. And then there's chronic lung conditions. And asthma is considered a chronic lung condition because currently there's no cure.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a whole heck of a lot you can do to live a very healthy life with very few problems with your asthma. Asthma is a chronic disease of inflammation in the lungs. And as you are absolutely right, there are certain things that can trigger asthma. Some people have what they call exercise-induced asthma. So
yes.
Every time they get their heart rate up a little bit or start breathing a little heavy, they start to go into an asthma attack. There's also allergic asthma, where people have asthmatic attacks in response to inhaled allergens. Maybe it's pet dander, maybe it's pollen, maybe it's hay fever, maybe it's grass clippings, maybe it's dust, whatever the case may be.
Could even be due to maybe foods also. Is that correct?
Sometimes foods can absolutely play a role. They usually don't have an immediate asthma attack, but it can increase the underlying inflammation in the lungs to make them more prone to attacks.
And sometimes
so live as healthy and eat as healthy a diet as possible, whether you have asthma or any kind of chronic condition.
Well, and I know sometimes I had a daughter that actually got terrible hives off of some type of fungicide or something that they put on grapefruit. And we finally figured out what was causing it. But I think sometimes the produce or sometimes in food, you know, they spray fungicides, herbicides, pesticides, and you could be highly allergic to that and end up, you know, getting hives or an asthma attack. You know, it could come from just a lot of different sources. Sometimes it's hard to pin down.
Mm-hmm. It is also true that if people with asthma are more prone to colds and bronchitis, that can contribute to some pretty severe episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And emotional, yes, can also play a role. You could people have a lot of stress and tension, the heart rate goes up, the breathing grows up, you know, the adrenal glands start to release certain hormones, and that can trigger an asthma attack.
Right.
Then they have kinds, it's called idiopathic asthma, where they really don't even know for sure what it is that triggers the attack. It happens almost at random. It's very frightening because people need to keep their rescue inhalers with them at all times because they can't predict an asthma attack. And when you have an asthma attack, the swelling really goes wild in the lungs, and it squeezes off the areas of the lungs, the alveoli, where the air exchange takes place. That's pretty simplified, but that's basically what happens. And what you need to do is immediately open up those airways so you can get good oxygen exchange again and reduce that inflammation and clear the mucus. Because if there's a lot of mucus that's produced, then they're covering up the areas where air exchange takes place. And so you want to get that mucus out of the body too.
Well, I always thought, you know, and I had asthma growing up as a child, and it was due to allergies. But, you know, again, it's almost like drowning. It's a really horrible. And then the more you get upset about it, sometimes, and as you mentioned, then, you know, your lungs constrict even more. And it becomes even kind of almost like it builds on itself. So the more upset you get, you know, and I remember my parents, you know, telling me, you know, to calm down and try to relax. And when I could do that, sometimes it would help me breathe a little bit better. But if you have something that you can take that you know is going to give you relief, that is always so very helpful, because you know that, you know, you're not going to drown, you're not going to suffocate, you're not going to go through that, you're going to get some relief, you're going to be able to breathe again, and you don't get so scared. And just that knowledge of that and knowing that you have a product that's very beneficial is extremely helpful. So we do, you know, there are a lot of products out there, but again, you know, we have a product that's just absolutely phenomenal. It's in a liquid form, and it's in a tablet form. The liquid, I think, is a little bit faster acting. So if you're actually having an asthma attack, I think it would be, you know, something that you'd want to take. And I know one of my customers, her husband, had esophageal cancer and had a breathing tube and was real prone to infection and upper respiratory. She would buy the bronchial clear liquid, I think is the brand on it, she would buy that by the case and basically gave it to him, you know, two or three times a day or as needed. And it really helped so much. It was such a great relief. And being a liquid, she could put that in his feeding tube or whatever, you know, he needed. But she swore by it, and they used it for years. It gave him a lot of relief. I think it helped to extend his life. It was absolutely a phenomenal product. So the core product has the climbing ivy in it. There's also the thyme. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I do want to talk about both of the ingredients. But
okay,
let's do that. Have to insert one thing.
Oh, sure.
I want people to know that if you should never be without your rescue inhaler. Now, you know, we work in the natural world, and none of us are huge fans of prescription drugs. But if you're in an intense, life-threatening asthma attack, you need to have your rescue inhaler.
Right.
That said, or get to the nearest emergency room, because people die of asthma every year. People think of it as just a chronic irritation.
You can die. That is correct.
It can be life-threatening.
Yes.
Now, that said, putting that aside, when
okay.
we look at the conditions in the lungs and people who have chronic lung conditions, or like your friend's husband who was really prone to infections in
right.
the upper respiratory tract, which also interfere with breathing and which also create a lot of inflammation, you need to look at how to keep those lungs clear. Because bad things happen when you start to have mucus accumulate in your lungs.
Yes.
Number one, the thicker the mucus, the harder it is to get out of your lungs, and the heavier it is on those tiny little alveoli, which are the place at which oxygen exchange takes place. So it interferes with the proper functioning of the lungs. But the other thing that happens is that mucus becomes a perfect breeding ground. It's warm, it's moist,
uh-huh.
it's dark, and all of a sudden you can get a bacteria or a virus or a fungus.
Fungus, yes.
That starts to take hold, and the next thing you know, you've gone from an asthma attack or a head cold to having a full-blown bronchitis or pneumonia, which can also be life-threatening.
Right, and
so
sometimes
there's lots of reasons why we want to keep the lungs clear and open
yes.
to prevent subsequent illnesses and also to improve breathing.
Right.
So one of the ways that you do that is to encourage the body to remove the mucus. And that's where the heteracoside C, which is the compound that's in the ivy,
uh-huh.
and the thyme leaf extract with the essential oil, those two together work at a couple of things. Number one, they do have some mild anti-inflammatory effects, but more importantly, they help thin the mucus. And of course, if it's thinner and lighter, it's easier to get out of the body. And they also promote the activity of tiny little finger-like projections in your lungs called cilia. And if you've ever seen Finding Nemo, you know, Finding Nemo, the little clownfish, lives in a sea anemone. That's
right.
Where its home is.
It's
a constant fluttering arms.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we have rows and rows of sea anemones in our lungs.
Yeah.
And they have these constant fluttering arms. And what they do is they brush upwards. So they brush the mucus from the bottom lobes of the lungs up into the upper lobes of the lungs so that when you cough, you can expel them. So I believe that one of the worst things you can do is to take a cough suppressant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're under a doctor's care and you haven't had a good night's sleep in 10 days because you have such a horrible cough, your doctor might say, let's use a cough suppressant.
Right.
Which means it suppresses your cough reflex just so you can get a good night's sleep. But cough suppressants are unhealthy because they keep you from coughing. And if you don't cough, you don't get the gunk out of your lungs. Now, that said, you also don't want to have these dry, hacking coughs where you can't get any rest and they irritate your throat and it really is uncomfortable. So the happy medium between those two is to use natural medicines that help make your cough better. So you have a stronger cough, and when you cough, you get more of the mucus from the lower lobes of the lungs out of the body. So instead of having to cough, you know, 10 times a minute, maybe you cough 3 times an hour.
Right, and you want to cough, and I remember working with a respiratory therapist, you want to actually kind of learn how to cough, have a deep cough, a productive cough. This little all the time can actually be very irritating for your throat. You want to get that mucus up. You want to get your lungs cleared. And I think it's very important. And another thing with the mucus in the lungs is, you know, like you said, that can end up turning into fungus. And I know Dr. Cass Ingram, who's the big oregano guy, he's written over 30 books, told me, he said, most of bronchitis that ends up turning into pneumonia is actually a severe fungal infection. Of course, oregano, you can take that orally. And again, these products, reading about them, you can take these along with, and again, always consult your qualified healthcare practitioner, but many times you can take these along with your medications or with other herbal products, say oregano, or, and again, a core product always, I think, for upper respiratory and colds and flu and so forth is vitamin D. And we've talked a lot about that in the past too, but this formula here with the thyme and the ivy, it's just, I mean, I've tried it, and it just, you can feel it clearing your lungs. It's just,
I have as well, and
yeah.
I've used it in the children in my family as well, which is why the liquid form is so excellent. But both of these, you have the tablet form or the liquid form, in essence, they do reduce your coughing, but they don't do it by suppressing your coughing. They do it by making the cough more effective. And that's where we want to be. Now, there are individuals who have a lot of congestion in their lungs all the time, like your folks with chronic inflammation in the lungs, a lot of folks with asthma, a lot of folks with emphysema and COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. A lot of these folks do have more than the average amount of mucus. So those folks can use this every single day if they want to. This is a very, very safe formula. If individuals have episodic issues with mucus, like they catch a head cold or they have allergy season or bronchitis or whatever their problem may be, you can also use this as needed.
I think, that is wonderful. And I know my friend with her husband that had the esophageal cancer, she bought it by the case. They used it quite frequently. No negative side effects. In fact, it was one of the things that helped to keep him alive. They just loved the product. He loved it. And again, they took the liquid form, but there's also a tablet form. Again, probably takes, about 20 minutes to start getting relief. But sometimes, like if you're going into work and you want something maybe a little, is it a little longer lasting? Or what is the lasting effect on these, Cheryl?
I think it's a little easier to transport. It's easier to bring tablets along with you.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Some people don't like to carry around liquids.
Right.
And some people don't like to drink liquids. They'd rather just swallow a tablet. So either dosage is going to provide a level of effectiveness. You're right that it's going to take maybe 15 or minutes longer for the tablet form versus the liquid, but not really much time difference between the two.
Well, and I know when you use this product, you get relief for a few hours, sometimes even longer. And, you know, once you get the mucus up and get things calmed down, it's just absolutely wonderful. Now, there are more products, and one of the big things that we've talked about a lot is the Boswellia. And there's a product that's basically the Boss Med product for asthma, COPD, and allergies. Tell us a little bit, and we've talked about Boswellia and the five locks, but how does this help with the asthma, the allergies, and the COPD? And what are the, and again, let's just talk about how all that works, how that mechanism works.
All right. Well, you know, there's different flavors of inflammation in our body. So when we look, for example, at getting a sunburn, that might be vanilla.
Okay.
And when we look at
I love your analogies.
Getting a bruise, that might be vanilla as well.
Right.
When we look at joint pain, it might be vanilla and chocolate.
Okay.
When we look at the lungs, it's all chocolate. So there's different kinds of inflammation in the body, and everybody thinks, oh, inflammation is one thing, but it's not. It's all different kinds of activities in the body that create the inflammatory response. So if you're trying to use a vanilla product on a chocolate problem, it just isn't going to work.
Right, right.
So something that works for, like, ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, those kinds of anti-inflammatory drugs that are sold over the counter, they do absolutely nothing for the kind of inflammation that affects the lungs, which, as you said before, is called 5-LOX inflammation or 5-lipoxygenase inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, you know, if somebody has asthma, which has chronic levels of inflammation in the lungs, nobody ever said for an asthma attack, take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning, or take 2 ibuprofen and call me in the morning. It's not that kind of inflammation. There is no over-the-counter drug that addresses 5-LOX inflammation, but Boswellia does. Boswellia, sometimes known as frankincense.
Right, that's the other name, and I think people don't realize that, but the Boswellia is frankincense, which is basically a resin from a tree.
It's a resin from the Boswellia,
right.
In our case, the Boswellia serrata tree.
Okay.
It's the most clinically studied form of Boswellia, is that from the Boswellia serrata tree. Boswellia really works at helping to reduce that chronic inflammation in the lungs, whether you have asthma, or emphysema, or COPD, or chronic bronchitis, which is a COPD precursor. Whatever your issue may be, if you have higher levels of inflammation in the lungs, you should be on Bosmed every single day because it helps to rein in those excessive levels of inflammation.
Right.
But two things always go along with inflammation. One is swelling. So if you have some inflammation in your lungs, guess what? Your lung tissue is going to be puffed up a little bit. It's inflamed.
When
that starts to squeeze those little alveoli, and you're not going to breathe as easily. The other thing that happens is sometimes with inflammation, you start to get fluid accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have chronic inflammation, your lungs are going to be wetter. And if your lungs are more wet, you're going to be more prone to secondary infections like bacteria, viruses, and yeasts and molds that can cause, or fungi rather, that can cause a lot of pretty serious lung infections. So the Bosmed respiratory support contains the Boswellia that addresses 5-LOX inflammation, but then it also has 3 other essential oils. Now, we do a lot of work with essential oils because they are incredibly concentrated. I want to point out that not all essential oils are safe for internal human use. You've got
Correct.
To be very careful with these.
Well, they're very potent. They're very, very potent.
Essential oils can be up to 100 times more concentrated than a dry herb. So a little bit goes a long way. The essential oils used in the Bosmed product help to keep the airways open. They help to keep the bronchial passage open, and some of them have some stimulation effect, or very mild stimulation effect, on helping the immune system address some of the pathogens that may be coming along.
So
people with chronic lung issues, I recommend they take Bosmed respiratory support every single day. For people who just have occasional problems, like they just came back down with a head cold and their chest is, you know, they're all congested, or people that are dealing with a temporary issue, absolutely you can use it for temporary issues as well.
Well, the other thing, too, with the Bosmed that I think is very phenomenal is that it actually does a lot more than just the upper respiratory, because we've talked about Boswellia before with the Curamin and so forth. I mean, it is an anti-inflammatory, and we know that a lot of the chronic disease and illness, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, those are all caused by chronic inflammation. So you're kind of, killing 2 birds with 1 stone, I guess. You know, you've got all of this great benefit coming from that. But again, this you have basically a Bosmed product, which is just a pure Boswellia, which we sell quite a bit of. And then the Bosmed respiratory support, I have to tell you about an anecdotal story. It's a true story from one of my customers, but her husband has severe COPD, about 27% lung function, And they tried this product. I mean, they've tried everything. He hasn't had a good night's sleep for years. She said about 10 years. He's taking a lot of different drugs. A lot of things just aren't working. He can't breathe very well. And he tried this, and within just an hour or two, all of a sudden, he could breathe again. And he actually slept for like, he's never slept for more than 2 or 3 hours because, you know, he gets filled with fluid and has to get up and cough and so forth. I think she said for the first time in 10 years, he slept for 6 hours. And we have been selling massive amounts. We've been getting great success. Now, this is a fairly new product. Didn't it just come out this year?
Yes, it did. Okay. Yes, it did just come out this year, and that's
all right.
An amazing testimonial. And I, as I said, there's nothing we can do at current time to cure some of these chronic diseases,
right,
like emphysema. But by gosh, if you can get that lung inflammation down and if you can get that mucus out of the lungs, you can just feel so much better.
Oh, and then everything gets better.
By preventing some of these issues, maybe you're slowing the progression of the disease
as
well.
Yes.
That's what we always hope for, live as healthy as we possibly can. And I think that a fabulous combination for anyone who's having lung issues is the Bosmed Respiratory Support, which helps with the underlying dysfunction that's causing the problem in the first place, and the bronchial clear to help symptomatically with getting that mucus out of the lungs. Those two together are one of my best and most favorite protocols for people who are concerned about their lungs.
Oh, yes. And the thing is, I think, you know, you can use the IV product with this. Can you do that also?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that's a great 1-2 punch. As I said, you've got the Boswellia that's addressing the underlying problem. But then if you have a lot of mucus production and you add in the bronchial clear, that is a wonderful combination.
Well, it's just been phenomenal for this customer. And I've been selling it to a lot of other people, and they're all, you know, claiming just absolutely almost unbelievable results. I mean, it's just opening up their lungs. They're getting relief. They're sleeping. They're getting over maybe a cold or flu quicker, bronchitis. It does a lot of different things for a lot of different people. And again, you know, when you reduce inflammation, you're doing, like I said, just said, you know, you're doing a lot of other beneficial things. Now, sometimes when you take products, your body kind of builds a resistance, particularly with a lot of pharmaceuticals. I'm not seeing that with this product. We've got a customer that's, I think, been using it for at least 2, almost 3 months, and they're still getting the same results as they did the first day. So I've got great hopes for this. I think it's something everybody should really look into. And again, the ingredients are basically the Boswellia and the, I guess it's got the thyme extract, which is in the IV and thyme, the other formula, and then myrtle. Can you tell us a little bit about this myrtle? It's a botanical. It's from a shrub, I think.
Absolutely. It's a cute name, too.
So
myrtle has the ability to help thin some of the mucus and help so that it comes up more easily. So it's sort of a natural expectorant. And myrtle also helps support the immune system as well. So it has a couple of different functions in the body. And then the third one is a very unusual essential oil called Ravensara.
Okay, I was going to let you pronounce that. It's a cinnamonum camphora. Is it actually like a camphor type base product, or tell us about it?
Maybe a very, 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 very distant cousin.
Okay.
And so it has, Ravensara is from Madagascar, where it is used as a traditional herbal for just about everything. So it's one of those basic, you know, when something is just really good for you, they call them a tonic.
Yes.
A lot of early, natural medicine in Madagascar used Ravensara as part of a tonic to stay healthy.
Okay.
But part of the way that it works is that it helps your body resist pathogens and it helps to resist those infections that people with a lot of fluid in their lungs or a lot of inflammation in their lungs are so prone to.
Right.
And it's also been shown to help open up bronchial passages. So when you put all of them together, you've got... remember the candy, Now and Later?
Yeah, I remember Now and Later. Yeah.
Okay, so now you've got the three essential oils that are working on symptoms, and the later is the Boswellia. It may be going to work right away now, but your benefits are more long-term.
Well,
the
this
Boswellia
is just...
is helping the underlying dysfunction, and the Ravensara, myrtle, and thyme are dealing more with helping with some of the symptoms.
Well, these products have just been awesome, and I know the Ravensara, I think it's been used in Madagascar, I'm reading here, for over 150 years. So, again, you know, thyme and the myrtle and the Boswellia. Boswellia, we're talking maybe thousands of years on that because it even
Absolutely.
Goes back to the biblical times. So there's a lot of history behind this. There's a lot of, and again, people are always beating this up, but there are actually a lot of clinical studies. I was reading a lot about this. Now, we're going to run out of time. I want to quickly hit into the cold weather wellness product that has the echinacea. I think we're kind of familiar with that. And it has the andrographis and a pelargonium.
And that, you said that so well. That's a hard one.
Pelargonium. I don't always get them right. And sometimes I have a, I think I have a central states accent on it. But this one, again, we're seeing phenomenal results. And I know the pelargonium. Uh-huh. Was actually out of South Africa. I think a Dr. Stevens, in, if I remember correctly, 1897, had TB, and within 3 months it was cured by this root. And there's a lot of clinical studies. The American Botanical Council has got a nice paper on it, and it basically, clinical studies and so forth, it is very good at clearing and cleaning out the lungs. Tell us a little bit more about the pelargonium and, of course, the andrographis. That is absolutely phenomenal, too. And then, of course, echinacea. Tell us a little bit about the ingredients real quickly here, Cheryl.
Well, the pelargonium is from, as you said, from South Africa, and it was being investigated as a cure for tuberculosis.
Right.
In the early years of the 20th century, there was a doctor who did take it to a Swiss sanitarium where mm-hmm. folks with tuberculosis lived, and was doing some work with. He worked with over 300 patients with tuberculosis, and he was getting some really excellent results because it's very good. It's a very good anti-pathogenic compound. It helps to kill germs, but it also helps to improve lung function. But right around that time, then they started to develop in the 20s and 30s. They started to do work in 40s on antibiotics.
Antibiotics, right. 1927.
And so a lot of
right.
the research on pelargonium sort of fell by the wayside. Botanists in Germany, who are always interested in finding medicines, powerful botanical medicines, started to investigate pelargonium. And that's the Latin botanical name, but the name of this root in is Umka Lawabu.
Umka so Lawabu, right.
Right.
And there's an Umka
so
product that's out there.
Yeah, so
yeah.
When you look at the compounds in pelargonium that make it so powerful, they're called umkalins, and these umkalins, you need to have standardizations in order to have a powerful compound.
Wow.
But yes, there's a lot of interesting information. So it sort of languished for a few decades, and then the botanists, then ethno-botanical mm-hmm. pharmacologists in Germany started to develop it as a natural medicine, which is sold in Germany in pharmacies. They consider it more like we in the United States would consider an over-the-counter drug.
Wow.
Andrographis is also important in helping the immune system be able to deal with an assault by either bacterial or viral activity. And the echinacea is actually a mild immune system stimulant. It stimulates the immune system to make a larger response to this potential to the infection.
Well, Cheryl, that sounds like a wonderful formula. We are out of time. It's just been a pleasure talking with you today, and we will be talking again soon.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merriman Earth.